I was at a program some few years ago, and a Cameroon prophet came out. A man from Cameroon. Now he's very, very gifted. How many of us know that the gifts of call of God are not without are without repentance? Praise God. You can have a gift of God operating in you and still be walking in darkness. Do you know that? I've seen it very, very often. Very often. People who see accurate visions, accurate word of knowledge. But when I see that, I also see horns accompanying them. And the tail, you know, if you look properly. Praise God. So this pastor called the people out and he did something. He said that everybody, all those people that have pockets that are leaking, leaking pocket, every time your money is always disappearing, you don't know how you spent it. And I saw the whole church came out. Praise God. And before I pray for them, you know, brought an offering. That they should give offering. He even said, if you live here without money in your pocket, he threatened them. The offering they received that day was a record. The record. The people that didn't have money, that day you will find money in your pocket. Your faith will bring out money from your pocket. So the last coin, even if you won't think of how you are going home, that last money they brought, I saw the money that came out. Man, church is big business, you know.
Yes.
Big business. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you see the money that came out that day? This same person that wanted to preach against the leaking pocket, he now became a factor to lick the pocket. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, as usual, we already matured in the faith. I was sitting down there. Praise God. And this stopped the man for still calling me to prophesy what I'm doing now. So that's why I tell you some of these people, they have callings that are there. So, you can see that this thing they call a leaking pocket is a big problem with mankind, isn't it?
Yes.
Somehow, you see yourself with $1 million. Now, I've worked in Italy for over, let's say for almost 15 years, but I know in the past 10 years I must have received salary of over €1 million. Now, where is the money? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to say that thing, it looks like a common problem among people. And today God wants to teach us the secret.
Amen.
How you can seal your pockets.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It sounds sweet. Now everybody say amen.
Amen.
I pray you will like it by the time I'm finished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How to get your pockets and retain riches. Talk quickly in the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. Are we there?
Yes.
In the second year.
Chapter 1, verse.
From verse 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day, I'm reading the Good News Bible, or the New International Version, sorry, because the King James Version was a bit too complex. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, a high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it the time for you yourselves to be living in your panel houses while this house remains in a ruin? Now, this is what the Almighty says. Give careful thought to your way. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, and never have your fill. You put on clothes, but you are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a box with holes in them. You see that? You earn salaries, you earn money, only to put them in a box with holes with them. Is it? This is what the Lord says, give careful thoughts to your ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is the solution. It says, go up into the mountains. Amen.
Amen.
And bring down timber and build. Amen. Are you there? And bring down timber and build my house so that I will take pleasure in it and be honored, saith the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you have brought home, I blew away. Why? Declares the Almighty God. Because of my house, which remains in a ruin. While each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine, the olive oil and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock and all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent them. And the people feared the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something more.
Amen. Are we there? Like it's breaking, okay? Let me just stay with this. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So now we are seeing something here. Something very interesting. Is there another microphone? Can I try on?
Okay. Yeah, that one is.
This one?
Yeah.
It sounded better?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, that's okay. Okay. So we've read something very interesting here. This same phenomenon of the leaking pus was mentioned here hundreds of years before you were born. See, it speaks about a people that never get satisfied, a people that never get fulfilled. Something is always missing. They're never satisfied. You work very hard. Now, how many of you have been in this country for about 20 years? Praise God. Have you achieved what you set out here to achieve? Now, many of you came from faraway countries to Europe in search of a dream. But is somebody here able to confidently tell me I am fulfilled? There's something wrong then. There's something wrong then. After all that risk, some people came on a floating, you know, rubber gun, a floating rubber boat. After all that risk, you are still telling me you've not found what you are looking for? After all the labor, you see, after doing everything possible, things are not working in my life. Why? I'm not finding fulfillment. I'm always something's always missing in my life. I'm not finding that money I seek for. I don't see it. After all my labor, I don't seem to see a profit. Why? Something is wrong here, and the Lord is teaching us why. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can understand this mystery today, our lives will be changed forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because it is the way we think as people that puts us into difficulty. Praise God. Look at what he says here. He says that you people mind the affairs of your own house. Everybody stays in his own house and neglects the house of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I won't deceive you into telling you, you know, to bring every coin you have end of the month to this place. This is the house of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The more you bring, the more I appreciate it anyhow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, but that's not the message. I have to, you know, attack it from the level of the truth.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, God bless you. Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want you to understand something. The Lord is giving us a secret. He says that your own houses, you people mind the affair of your own houses. Now look, this is your house. You know this is your house? Why you neglect the house of God? That is why you're not finding fulfillment in this life. That is why you can hold $1 million in your hand and still you have not found a rest. Years ago, if you had $1 million in your hand, you probably have thought you would have come to the place. But somehow, when you got that $1 million, it brought in more problems. The canker worm multiplied that is eating your produce. Your health now begins to deteriorate. I saw people who were nobody, who became very famous and rich, and we saw how it destroyed their lives. We have beautiful people. Look at Michael Jackson. Good examples, well brought up people, good children. How wealth ended up destroying them. The numbers are unlimited. Whitney Houston. Good people who grew up well. Praise God. Because these people did something, they minded the affairs of their own house and neglected the things concerning the house of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us, let us define this thing called house. The house, what is the house of a man? What is the house of a natural man? Praise God. The house of the natural man has got to do with, it's a concept that we look at it through the mindset of a man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What is your true house? Amen.
Amen.
The personal house of a man is barricaded and bounded by his carnal senses. It is mind formed and it limits you to a material boundary. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's limited to what the five senses detect to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is visible to the natural mind. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's corporeal, which is natural, and it is limited in time and in space. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What you call your house as a man has a beginning. It's all tied to this natural realm that you live in as a mortal man. So, but when you talk about the house of God is something that is immaterial. God's house is not formed with man, the hands of a man. God's house cannot be discerned by a man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It says that the house of God is what? It's incorporeal. It is boundless. It is timeless. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it cannot be discerned by the natural mind. The house of God is actually a spiritual realm that God inhabits. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What he's saying here today is that you have neglected that realm of the spirit for that which is of the natural. That's why I told you at the end of this message, not everybody will like it. I knew what I meant by that. Amen.
Amen.
When I said your pockets will be sealed today, everybody clapped. But I said by the time I finish with you guys, the clapping will go down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that go up to the mountain. How does he put it? It's written here. He said, go up to the mountain and get materials.
Yes.
Get wood to construct the house of God. How do you go up to a mountain today to construct the house of God? Everywhere in the Bible you hear of a mountain, isn't it?
Yes.
Get thee up into the high mountain, Mount Zion, the realm of God, the city of God. Why this high mountain? These things are put in the Bible deliberately to teach you a mystery.
Amen.
God bless you, Michael. How are you?
Amen.
How are you? Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These things are in this, they are in the Bible for a purpose. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Go up into the high mountain and now begin to construct the house of God. God is telling you today, right now, to go what?
Higher.
Ascend
higher
in your mind set. Praise God. Become spiritually minded again.
Amen.
Because you are spiritual creatures. Put on the nature of God, your Father. Now the Father is spirit. Every problem you've had as a man is because you think you are carnal. As long as you think that you are a caterpillar, you have problems in life.
Yes, so.
I saw something, a story of an eagle that grew up with chickens.
Yes.
He wouldn't know how to fly. He would be down the ground eating like a chicken. Because he thinks he's a chicken. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He can't fly to that high place because he thinks he's a chicken. It's all a function of the mind. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what I'm saying here is that you have to go high. Come up higher and get the goods to build the kingdom of God or build the house of God. In reality, all you need to do is to ascend.
Yes.
And automatically that thing is formed because you are already lively stones of God's kingdom, of God's house. God's house. Peter writes in his letter that you are what? Stones. Lively stones. Stones that are alive, eh? Amen.
Amen.
Bind that devil. Bind that devil fast, fast. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You ascend higher. Higher. This is what you should practice more and more as Christians. That's why it says the goodwill of God is that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The problem is here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That thing you see in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is where? Yeah. Where is the Garden of Eden? Look at it here.
Yeah.
In the Garden of Eden, that's here. It's your spirit. It's in you. It's the spirit man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, out of the garden flew river, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ says, those that believe, out of their belly will what? That is the river of life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These teachings are not just there like that. Eh? That if you can understand what I'm saying, you'll be coming higher. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All that thing that happened in the Garden of Eden is simply a battle here, beside of you. The serpent mind, the serpent that crawls on the dust, is the carnal mind that is of the earth. Praise God. The Christ man is the man that is high, elevated upon the mountain of God. That is the spiritual mind. That is the one that can inhabit the blessings. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he says, come up higher. Because as long as you live down there, in that low carnal realm, you will always lack. You can never be satisfied. Do you know that? Somebody say, well, I'll be satisfied if I have a $10 million. Mm-hmm. You will not be satisfied. Sister Barbara will tell you more. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You will not be what? Somebody say, well, if I build some houses and I have some money coming every month, I'm satisfied. You will not be
satisfied.
As a man, you will not be forget it. The heart of man can never be satisfied. He always wants more. Always wants more. Always wants more. Praise God. And these are characteristics of hell. Proverbs says, hell and destruction are never full. So the eyes of man are never
satisfied.
Now that man there is natural man. It can never be satisfied. Praise God. So, in other words, there's something always missing. He always feels empty. There's something always leaking from his pulse. There's something always missing in his life. He can never come to the place where he says, I am. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why you have to go higher. When you go high up that mountain, you now begin to see that which is the spirit, like we heard today. Going high up, everything that is concerning man disappears. You know that? How many of you have been to these high mountains for holiday resorts, very high ones? You see, the higher you go, you notice the population decreases. Huh? And when you go very, 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 very high, you come to a place where you look down, you don't even see, you don't see any people anymore. There's no more man anymore, everything dissolves. Praise God. When you go higher, you begin to see now that which is of the spirit. When the disciples followed Jesus up to the mountain, what they saw was actually the spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bind that devil. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What they saw up there when Jesus transfigured is a spiritual man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That spiritual man is actually the house of
God.
He says, this is my son in
home.
Meaning I dwell in him. Now, when you get up there, you notice what Peter and the other disciples did? The Bible says they wanted to build tabernacles.
Yes.
To stay there. That means it's a place you come to. That you are satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enough to to just be there. What else do you want again? Is it a day in your court is better than 1,000 years anywhere? Look, 1,000 years anywhere. It could be in the highest places of pleasure, riches or whatever. A day, a moment in the house of God is greater than any other thing you can have out there in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, go up to the high mountain. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, man, a man can be so foolish. I was reading something the other day. A very rich man, very expensive villa, a very big compound, beautiful garden, some few animal, pet animals. And you know, he was trying to bring up the child in this aristocratic way. That means the child grows up privileged. And one day the child came across an article. He saw a people in the Amazon forest who were naked, you know, and they were staying in open air, surrounded by forest, a lot of dogs around them, and many other things around them, and you know, but they didn't have property, but they inhabited the whole forest. You know what the son told the father? Amen. Daddy, we are very poor. Look at these people. We have only just 2-3 dogs in the house. Look at these people. They have dogs all over the forest. He said, look at the garden we have. That we have. Look at these people. The whole forest. Look at all the forest. Everything has their own. Look at the space they have. So we're so poor. The father, you know, the cartoon, the father's head was up, you know, with the question mark. Amen. It's all a function of the mind.
Amen.
Amen. You can close yourself in your own imagination. In your three-dimensional imagination. And think that you are rich or you have something. But you just discover at the end of the day how miserable and wretched you are, as it's written in the book of Revelation chapter 3.
Exactly.
Praise God. Because God owns the universes. We're talking of billions of universes. You see, scientists have not been able to even explore the galaxies. You see, let's not go into astronomy. See, there are some things you will hear that will blow your mind away. Then we have ourselves in a little house, trying to mind that house and keep it with all ours. We guard that house jealously. When in reality, we are part of a house that fills the whole universes, that fills all in all. Praise God!
Amen.
As long as we continue to limit ourselves with this ideology of ourselves, we'll always be in lack. Amen?
Amen?
That is why Jesus Christ gives a principal commandment. He says you must what? Deny your house. Say, those that have left houses for my name's sake. Do you know that scripture?
Yes.
Those that have left houses, brothers, sisters, left everything that is earthly for my name's sake, will inherit
a hundredfold
in the worlds to come. Now, the worlds to come is God's world.
Yes.
It's God's realm. The age is in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They get a hundredfold. Now, somebody says he has a family. How many people can you have in a family? Okay, if you're a superman, okay, maybe 100.
Yes.
100 children. But in God's realm, you probably have them in the numbers.
Exactly.
You can't count them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you talk of houses or you talk of riches, in God's realm, you have them multiplied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all about consciousness. Praise God. When you come into the place, you put on the mind of the Spirit, which is the mind of those who go high up the mountain. You see, you can never lack again.
Amen.
Praise God. It is the place that you can get your satisfaction. You cannot get satisfaction in your quest for material things.
Never.
That's why Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy that you should not mind those who are, you know, how do I put it? He speaks about the lust of this, of the root, the love of money is
the root of evil.
And many have gone after it and what pierced themselves with many sorrows. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But God has blessed us richly with what?
All things.
When he talks of all things, he talks about spiritual blessings.
Amen.
God is not a material God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Spiritual blessings. Praise God. You know, you can be so filled with the spirit that even the head of state might want come to meet you at night, like Nicodemus, to find out the secret of your
strength,
of your joy, and your. You want to find out what? You are always happy. They want to find out because they are not finding things easy. Amen. You can be out there admiring somebody who looks prosperous outwardly, but that person might be admiring you from his, you know, the arena of life, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise God. So walk in the spirit, praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Walk in the spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Let's start from verse 22. Amen.
Amen.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Are you there, Stephen? Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live by what? If we live
in the Spirit, let us also
walk in the
Spirit.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If you live in the Spirit, let us what?
Walk in the Spirit.
Now, have you noticed that it's a capital letter S?
Yes.
So you can see the Spirit is a person. You know, in the past, we thought walking in the spirit means, you know, a kind of spiritual act or something. We've seen people praying in the spirit and all that kind of stuff. And they go, you say, in the spirit. You know? God is delivering us from ignorance.
Amen.
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 What, you ask the person later, what was happening? Say, I was in the spirit. You are only acting, you are not in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you walk in the spirit, you are in the Lord.
Amen.
You are in the Lord's house. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Did you see one thing about it? The spirit is everything. The spirit is God's temple. The spirit is God's house. The spirit is Mount Zion. The spirit is what? Everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, then you can have the fruit of love, then you can have the fruit of joy, peace,
long suffering,
gentleness, then you can be satisfied. Are you listening?
Yes.
Then you can have a sense of fulfillment in this life. Otherwise, you will never find it. You will never come to the place where you say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. You only say it halfway. You say it maybe when you get a pay rise, and the next day you are out again, looking for something else. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in the Spirit. Ascend higher. Get the revelation of life in the Spirit. Praise God. All these days, God has been demonstrating to us the mystery of the Alpha and the Omega. He has been telling us the mystery of Christ. Now he's saying, walk in it. You see, when God met Abraham after many years, what did he tell Abraham? Walk before my face and be perfect. Now you have to walk the walk by faith. We've heard, isn't it?
Yes.
Now we have to walk in this reality. Then we begin to see the fruitfulness. Get it up. Become spiritual once more. Then the heavens that are locked over you will now begin to bring rain.
Amen.
If in your heart all you do is just be angry and you hate people and you always quarrelsome in your mind, and somehow don't know how to solve this problem, get higher. Amen.
Amen.
When you get higher, you don't see any man again. You know that? As I go higher, that person that offended you does not exist. You know that?
True.
As you go higher, that brother or sister that was rude to you, or all those things, or somebody that cheated you or duped you, all those things disappear. Because as you go higher, you begin to see God. There's only God. And you begin to walk in relation to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It begins to come to pass in your life that His presence is as the waters that cover the sea.
Amen.
That is the sign of the believer. That is the sign of Mount Zion.
Amen.
That the Lord's presence covers all in us as the waters cover the sea. Have you flown over a sea before? Somebody said, I didn't only fly, I went on a boat. Hallelujah. When you are in the sea, those of you who came from Libya, everybody's hiding his face. You don't forget now. Okay, well, the time when they pray to God, may He help you pass that thing. Don't forget. Hallelujah. Well, don't forget now. Okay. If you fly over a sea, what do you see there? Just water. There's no space in the midst of the sea that you see land or any rock. Everything is what?
Water.
In that consciousness of God, everything is just God. All you see is God. That is the bosom of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why in the book of Revelation, when John sees God sitting on the throne, he sees a sea, a glass sea. That is you, eh? When you are walking in high consciousness, you are seated in God. You begin to see that there is just a sea, a presence of God that fills all in all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody offended you out there. Nobody's your enemy out there. It's just I and the Father.
Hallelujah.
It's just me in the Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God becomes all in all. Hallelujah. Everything passes away. Knowledge passes away. Praise God. The feeling of male, of female, everything what passes away, we now begin to understand that these were simply expressions of God.
Amen.
Revealing themselves in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we now begin to live in Him, flow in Him like a river.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how you can be satisfied. To become spiritual once more again. And when you do that, faith will come your way. Now it doesn't mean that you wouldn't walk. Somebody say, well, Pastor, I'll just be spiritual from today. No more walk. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, no more walk. Hallelujah. Just spiritual and I'll be satisfied. But it wasn't designed that way. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't what?
Designed
that way. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's also written in the Bible that the eye that loves to sleep What does it say in the book of Proverbs? Do not love sleep, otherwise poverty will come over you. Amen. When you see a young man sleeping up to 10 in the morning, they don't know what they're doing to themselves. Somebody say, Pastor, don't talk to me like that. Hallelujah. Right from when I was young, I never ever go beyond 5. 5 on my bed. Never. When my father was harassing me when I was a child, when he come, get up, what are you going to do? Get up! Harass us with book, harass us with mathematics, with teachers, lecture. My father tormented us that we hated school. But today, what am I enjoying today? Abby?
Root of your torment.
If I had known.
You missed him more, sir.
You see? That is why when I enter into place now, my leg they make coco. That I was prepared for it. Not to say God come for heaven cooking me. There's God behind everything. I'm trying to tell you your part to play in this life. Praise God. You have to be hardworking, diligent, humble. Praise God. In this life. You don't need to follow bad gangs. People that just, gainsayers and all that, dreamers, don't follow them. Praise God. Don't follow them. In this country, you can attain to heights. It's possible.
Yes, sir.
It is possible.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Remember the brother, my wife was there, those period when we wanted to go away to London. I was tired. I've had it. I can't stay in this kind of country. I'm moving out. I'm checking out. After riding the bicycle a bit of times, the chow chow bike. Sister Gladys knows that period, doesn't she? Where I used to stop at her house to take some hot food to warm my body. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was so tough that period. Things they change, oh. Levels they change, oh. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But you see, it was a word that came that, are you saying God cannot prosper you in Italy? Amen. You know, in the midst of Italy today, things are difficult for people, even Italians.
Of course.
But you do know that God can make a world for you in the midst of this place.
Amen.
God did it in the past. When there was famine, God prospered. Is it Jacob? God prospered him when there was severe famine. There's a famine method he got from God that made him rich and prosperous in the time of famine. Praise God. In likewise manner, God can do it for you here. If you are awake, enter into the realm of the Spirit, just a whisper.
Amen.
Things will just work out for you. The whisper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are visitations of angels. Things happen in this realm that you can't understand them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can become an imprenditore in what they call it in this country.
It's true.
That people are running away from. I now have to teach Italians to have faith in themselves. I've met some Italians, even a retired general, that is a top, a questura.
Yes,
Questore,
yes.
That's the head of a.
Marshal.
Yes, no, Marshal, those are low.
General.
Marshal, the big ones among the lower rank.
Yes.
But the top ones, I met the Questura of one police who was of the whole of a region. I spoke to him and we were talking, and he was so downcast and look at everything not working anymore in this country. And I now had to be given words. Look, this is possible. That you have to have faith in yourself. And man was shocked. Looking, listen to me.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to follow the crowd to to murmur. Those that know their God will do exploits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you do something, no matter what it looks like, if you are cleaning a place or try to perfect it, try to think. Look, God will show you a way. Any kind of job you have, it's a cleaning job, if it's a driver's job, anything. There's always a way to prosper you more. Amen?
Amen.
But first of all, walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
I can't emphasize that. Because from look of things, everything gets lost. When I've blown 100,000 euro in under many months before. That's why when people, I see people yabbing people who lost money. I just look at them, they don't know what they're saying. If you hold a million euros here, you can finish it in 3 months.
It can happen to anybody, Pastor.
You can finish it in 3 months. I've seen it before, so it's not a matter. It can happen to you in 3 months. Amen. That three million will drive you to take a private jet. you don't know what the money they do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let us go higher. Climb that mountain. Stand up, please, brethren.
Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Seal the leaking pockets. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It says, go up to the mountain to gather timber to build the house of God. Put on Christ consciousness. Walk in the Spirit, as the Spirit. Hallelujah. Live in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And everything, you find fulfillment in this life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your things will no longer be given to the cankerworm, the caterpillar.
Amen.
Prosperity is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your soul will prosper above all things. Hallelujah. Prospering in God. Swimming in the pool of God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for a moment like this to fellowship.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the rich word that has been spoken to them by the brethren.
Amen.
Thank you for the spirit of love and oneness.
Yes, Lord.
Let the flame burn.
Amen.
Let the flame burn and burn.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we're doing the praise and worship, you know, the Sunday school, as we're going on, the Lord gave me a vision. And through this vision, I saw from above a mountain, but from the mountain there was from the mountain you can see the top, but at the tip of the apex of the tip of at the end of the mountain top there was a big opening. That opening, from there comes the light. From that light of that mount, from that light that is coming from the mountain top, come out the water. The water coming down, flowing down from the top of the mountain, from the light at the middle. It was a hole, you know. From that hole, from the mountain, there was the light. From inside the light comes out the water. That was the first vision the Lord showed to me. Then another vision he showed to me, it was the cloud. But the cloud is showed me at when, you know, in those days in the Old Testament, when God speaks to the Israelites when they were going, when in the promised land, when they were going to the promised land, he used to talk to them through the cloud.
Yes.
That was what the Lord showed me. The cloud, you know, you can see it above. Ahead in this premises. In fact, it was like a plate, you know, around us. That was what the Lord has given to me. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
I think you can see everything relates to the high mountain.
Yes.
When you go to the, when you see the cloud, the mountain, what do you see on top?
Cloud.
It's a cloud. Amen. That cloud is the body of God. Eh?
Yes.
That is you and I. That's where God wants us to be.
Amen.
Amen. That is the solution to mankind's problem.
Amen.
Jesus never came to solve the problem on the earth.
Amen.
He didn't come to set up a government on the earth. He didn't come to solve any problem in this world. He just came to carry people up.
Amen.
Back to where he said your problem is because you left that place.
Yes.
That's why. So he didn't come here to try to solve any problem. He came here to take you back to that place. And that's where we can find stillness.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you, brother. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.